Pat, how are you?
I'm well. How are you this morning?
You know, just looking at that Ingham County Drain Commissioner, for all that you do and how much you are involved with infrastructure, it would seem like Drain Commissioner doesn't quite tell what you do.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of a strange name. When I first ran for office, I'd knock on doors and say, would you vote for me for Drain Commissioner? People would say, what the heck is a Drain Commissioner? Why would you want to be one, you know?
Well, to create some clarity, tell folks exactly what you do.
I manage the stormwater infrastructure for the county. I'm also the Public Works Director for the county. I'm also the Public Works Director. I'm the Public Works Board. I manage all lake levels. There's about 29 different laws that govern the kinds of duties that I do. I'm the first responder to emergency response, along with the Sheriff's Department, State Police, and a variety of other agencies. I run a multi-million dollar budget, and it has the connotation, well, it has a kind of impact on us that we never think about, but it's very, very important. Without the infrastructure that we use to flush our toilets, drink our water, ride down the road or get rid of the stormwater so we don't flood, we couldn't be here. We'd all have to move back to Europe.
And a couple of things come to mind. Let's get your take on what's going on out near Stockbridge with the Marathon gasoline cleanup. From your perspective, where do we stand with that?
Well, I think they've made great progress. They've got somewhere around 45,000 gallons recovered. They estimate about 130,000 gallons that they had lost. The drain that the gas was going into is completely protected now. It took us 2 weeks to get that done, and Marathon did an outstanding job of working with my people and the health department and coordinating that effort to protect that surface water. Now that that's done, it's a long, arduous process of trying to recover everything that's in the ground, and that's going to take a longer time. But at least they have it isolated, and they are every day they're going after more of it, and I think they're going to come to some closure on it. Maybe in 4 or 5 months, they'll have it all recovered and everything will be back to normal.
Pat, did any of the work you and your staff did cost anything to Ingham County?
No, it was all paid for by Marathon. They wrote a check for everything that we had to do. The health department, sheriff's department, any costs incurred by any of the responding agencies would be covered by Marathon.
And then forgive me for not having the specifics, but it just popped into my head about a challenge that you had with the state out in Delta Township about an area that maybe have been flooded. Does that bring anything to memory?
Yeah, you're talking about the Cedar Lake.
Yeah,
Thorburn Drain.
Yeah, yes. Where do we stand with that?
Well, the project is almost done. We've rebuilt the drain to what I think is a satisfactory condition. The lawsuit between the state of Michigan and the drainage district, I thought was frivolous, and we fought it. They tried to create a situation where I was going to isolate that lake, and the costs incurred with that would have been somewhere around $50 million. It was just absurd, and of course I couldn't tax the public that kind of money. It would have bankrupted the people in that district. There's no way I was going to do that, and it would have caused more problems than it would have caused good. We have a natural kind of a water movement, water budget going on out there, and what we did was balance it, and we put in all kinds of BMPs to make it better, and I think it's we're all better off for it. So,
is the state rescinded that lawsuit?
No, well, they're not really, no. So I don't know what they're going to do, but we're finished with our part of it, and if they want to cause more or make more issues out of it, then that's up to them, I guess. I haven't heard hide nor hair from them. So.
Well, let's talk about a new project you're going to be working with, the Red Cedar Golf Course. The project really wants to turn that area into a part like gateway infrastructure and an area where folks can go. I know you want some development to go there, but from where you're concerned, it's going to do a lot to help the drainage system and the pollution problem in the Red Cedar. Talk about that.
Well, Frandor, it's called the Montgomery Drain. It was put back in there late in the late 1800s, early 1900s. And Frandor area all used to be where the Walnut Hills Golf Club was at one time. It was a big golf course. And Mr. Corr, Francis Corr, had swapped some land or made a land deal with the golf course, and they moved, and he put a shopping center in there. It's that drainage district is over 75% to 80% impervious, meaning that it's just a concrete jungle. There's no vegetation. When I put a teaspoon of orange dye in the catch basin in front of Joanne's Fabric,
yeah,
got in my car on just a drizzly day. It wasn't raining as much as it is today. Drizzly day, got in my car, drove down to Kalamazoo Street, parked my car, got out of my car, and then walked down to the river, and the dye was already in the river.
Wow.
There's zero protection from the pollution coming off of that concrete to that river. It's one of the most polluted, it is the most polluted input into the Red Cedar River. It has to be fixed. It has to be corrected. In order to do that, we're going to have to put in a drainage system which can collect, store, moderate the movement of the water, and clean it before it gets to the river. It just so happens there's a golf course there owned by the city, park, no longer a golf course, and it makes a perfect opportunity for us to collect and store that water while creating a wonderful recreational opportunity for everybody. And in the area, the students at MSU, it's right next to MSU. It also gives a great opportunity for the people who own the land in that area to redevelop that area. It's kind of a renaissance of the Red Cedar area there. It has the potential of creating hundreds and hundreds of jobs. The city is going to ask the public to sell the front portion of that parkland off, and it has to go to a vote of the people. And if that is okay with the people, which I think it should be, that money will be used to help rebuild that that park into something like just a real mecca for to draw people down there. It's going to be a great boon to the business. It's going to be cleaner for the water. The river's going to improve. It's just a win-win all the way around. I'm really excited about participating in it.
Will the funding from the sale of the land be enough to cover the cost? And if not, where is the money going to come from?
Well, the cost of the money that comes from the land will go back into the park system. That's what I'm told by the mayor's administration, and which is a good thing. And I think that the public couldn't balk about that. The cost for the infrastructure will be dealt with. It's what we call a Chapter 20 drain of the drain code. And that'll be the bill for that will go to the city first, and then it'll be reimbursed to the property owners. But the current piping and everything that's in the drainage system now is in really good shape. We need to really inventory it and figure out where the big problems are. And then we have to retrofit all of these low-impact design BMPs, or best management practices, into the system. We don't believe that the cost of that is going to be too much.
All right, Pat, I've got to get to break. I'll talk with you again. Thank you.
You betcha.